Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll talk about Stephen Greenblatt. Okay, Stephen Greenblatt. He was born in 1943 in Boston, which is in United States, and he's a American scholar and his name is primarily associated with the new historicism. And what is new historicism? It is just an approach in literary theory and literary criticism that interprets literature in terms of the milieu from which it has emerged. Matlab, it takes into account historical factors and cultural factors. So in a way, it is opposed to new criticism. If you recall, new criticism was something that disregarded historical factors, historical background, cultural factors. It is more concerned with words on a page. But here we have new historicism that includes historical factors. Okay? Now keep in mind that this term new historicism was originally coined by a person called Wesley Morris. W-E-S-L-E-Y. Wesley Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, in the year 1972. But it is later on Stephen Greenblatt in the year 1982 that he elaborates on this concept of new historicism. Okay? And Stephen Greenblatt often uses the term cultural poetics instead of new historicism. Along with this, also keep in mind that Stephen Greenblatt is considered to be among the most important scholars of the Renaissance literature in the late 20th and 21st centuries. And he is particularly famous for his analysis of the works of William Shakespeare. Okay? So there is a very famous work by him called Hamlet in Purgatory. Okay? P-U-R-G-A-T-O-R-Y. Hamlet in Purgatory. Then uske baad ek aur work hai inka. It's called Renaissance Self-Fashioning from Moore to Shakespeare. M-O-R-E. Okay? From Moore to Shakespeare. After that, there is another work called Shakespearean Negotiations. The Circulation of Social Energy in Renaissance England. Okay? Shakespearean Negotiations. The Circulation of Social Energy in Renaissance England. Okay? So two words you should keep in mind. He studies the Renaissance and the works of William Shakespeare. Okay? But keep in mind that he is an American scholar. Now, along with this, let me tell you one more name of his work. Okay? Because he has also documented the life and times of William Shakespeare. There's a very famous work by him called Will in the World, How Shakespeare Became Shakespeare. Okay? This came out in 2004. Okay? Will. W-I-L. Will in the World, How Shakespeare Became Shakespeare. Okay? Uske baad ek aur work hai inka. It's called Sir Walter Raleigh. The Renaissance Man and His Roles. Okay? Sir Walter Raleigh. The Renaissance Man and His Roles. So, inke works ka title sunke hi aapko samajh mein aa gaya hoga that he is very much concerned with the Renaissance. Particularly, the Renaissance in England and Shakespeare. Okay? Now, after that, as I told you that Stephen Greenblatt is the one who is responsible for the development of new historicism. Now, how is new historicism different from the earlier approaches to literature, some of which also included the influence of history as well as cultural factors? What is the difference? See, in general, new historicism argues that rather than literature being just a reflection of history or social circumstances, it says that history and literature are mutually constitutive. Matlab, both tend to influence one another. So this is what the relationship is between literature and history. They constitute one another. They influence one another. Okay? And keep in mind that Stephen Greenblatt applies this approach of new historicism in analyzing the works of William Shakespeare. Okay? That is why he studies the works of William Shakespeare. Okay? Now after that, there are some key words and concepts that Stephen Greenblatt has propounded. So, iske aapko matlab pata hone chahiye. One, I told you, cultural poetics. Okay? What is this? See, as I already told you that Greenblatt often uses this term interchangeably with new historicism. So, whether you say new historicism or cultural poetics, same thing. And this concept basically highlights the idea that literature is not just a product of its time. Okay? But also actively shapes and participates in the culture that produces it. Okay? That is why I said that history and literature are, or history, culture and literature are mutually constitutive. For instance, if there is a literary work, if we analyze it and interpret it today, in some ways that literature with our interpretation will change our culture or will influence our culture of this time. Okay? And in turn, the culture that is prevalent today will shape the literature that is being written today. So both of them are mutually constitutive. Okay? Uske baad aate hain, ek aur concept hai, self-fashioning. Okay? Self-fashioning. What is this? See, basically it means हाउ इंडिविजुअल्स इन द रेनेसां कंस्ट्रक्टेड देयर आइडेंटिटीज इन रिलेशन टू द सोशल एंड कल्चरल फोर्सेज सराउंडिंग देम. ठीक है, सो हाउ दे कंस्ट्रक्टेड देयर आइडेंटिटीज एंड ग्रीनब्लैट शोड दैट लिटरेचर प्लेड अ वेरी क्रूशल रोल इन दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ सेल्फ डेफिनेशन और सेल्फ फैशनिंग. आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी हैव सर्कुलेशन ऑफ सोशल एनर्जी. ठीक है, ये भी एक फ्रेज है, बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट फ्रेज है. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस? सी, ग्रीनब्लैट एग्जामिन्ड हाउ पावर, सोशल प्रैक्टिसेस एंड बिलीव्स वर एम्बेडेड एंड ट्रांसमिटेड थ्रू लिटररी टेक्स्ट्स. ठीक है, थ्रू लिटररी टेक्स्ट्स. सो जस्ट टू री इन्फोर्स द पॉइंट दैट लिटरेचर डजंट सिंपली रिफ्लेक्ट पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स, सो इट इज नॉट जस्ट अ रिफ्लेक्शन बट एक्टिवली ऑल्सो पार्टिसिपेट्स इन देयर सर्कुलेशन एंड निगोसिएशन. ठीक है, सो दिस इज द पावर ऑफ लिटरेचर. सो अगेन लेट मी एम्फेसाइज दैट टेक्स्ट्स, बी इट लिटररी और अदरवाइज, आर नॉट पैसिव मिरर्स, दे आर नॉट जस्ट रिफ्लेक्टर्स बट एक्टिव पार्टिसिपेंट्स इन कल्चरल एक्सचेंज. ठीक है, इस चीज को आप ध्यान में रखना. नाउ आफ्टर दैट स्टीफन ग्रीनब्लैट हैज ऑल्सो रिटन वन मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट एसे कॉल्ड इनविजिबल बुलेट्स. ठीक है, इनविजिबल बुलेट्स. नाउ दिस एसे केम आउट इन 1988. ठीक है, एंड इन दिस एसे ही टॉक्स अबाउट टू कॉन्सेप्ट्स, सबवर्जन एंड कंटेनमेंट. ठीक है, सबवर्जन एंड कंटेनमेंट. सो व्हाट ब्रॉडली स्टीफन ग्रीनब्लैट आर्ग्यूज इज इन दिस एसे दैट पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स ऑफन प्रोड्यूस एंड देन इफेक्टिवली कंट्रोल सबवर्सिव एलिमेंट्स विद इन द पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स. ठीक है, पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स ऑफन प्रोड्यूस एंड देन इफेक्टिवली कंट्रोल सबवर्सिव एलिमेंट्स विद इन देम. सो एसेंशियली यूजिंग पोटेंशियल थ्रेट्स, ठीक है, टू री इन्फोर्स देयर ओन अथॉरिटी. एंड इफ यू रिमेम्बर सबवर्जन का क्या मतलब होता है, सबवर्जन जस्ट मीन्स एन अटेम्प्ट टू अंडरमाइन और चैलेंज, उसे कहते हैं सबवर्जन. सो चैलेंजिंग द एस्टैब्लिश्ड पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स थ्रू आइडियाज, एक्शंस और इवन रिप्रेजेंटेशंस इन लिटरेरी टेक्स्ट. एंड व्हाट इज कंटेनमेंट? सी, कंटेनमेंट कैन बी एनी मैकेनिज्म यूज्ड बाय द डोमिनेंट ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल और डोमिनेंट पावर टू एब्सॉर्ब, टू न्यूट्रलाइज और टू इवन रीडायरेक्ट सबवर्सिव एलिमेंट्स एंड प्रिवेंटिंग द सबवर्सिव एलिमेंट्स फ्रॉम कॉजिंग एनी सिग्निफिकेंट डैमेज और डिसरप्शन टू द पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स. ठीक है, सो जस्ट रिमेंबर दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ सबवर्जन एंड कंटेनमेंट वॉज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन हिज एसे कॉल्ड इनविजिबल बुलेट्स. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर दैट स्टीफन ग्रीनब्लैट इज एसोसिएटेड विद न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म. आफ्टरवर्ड्स द नेम ऑफ हिज वर्क्स एंड ऑल्सो द आइडियाज एंड कॉन्सेप्ट्स दैट ही हैज प्रोपाउंडेड. सो वेदर इट बी सबवर्जन एंड कंटेनमेंट, वेदर इट बी सेल्फ फैशनिंग, वेदर इट बी कल्चरल पोएटिक्स, ठीक है,